me a word for manifestation. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And today is day three, the third day, the third and last day in them for the month of the edition for May 2023. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome. We've been talking about securing your word for manifestation. And we are just going to pray. Praise be the name of the Lord. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, be in our midst tonight. Be in our midst this morning, just as you've always been. And teach us to keep our word for manifestation. Teach us to run with the word that you have given us. Teach us to sit by the word, to do everything that it takes to see that our word manifests in the supreme and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. We have been talking about securing your word for manifestation. And this space came about as instructed when the Holy Spirit said, talk about securing your word for manifestation. That is what I want you to be talking about. Because my people get my word. I give my word, but they do not run with it. And the word of God says, heaven and earth will pass away, but not a jot of my word will go unfulfilled. Not a jot of my word will go unfulfilled. And the Father says that everything that He sends the word to, it must manifest. So the word of God is for manifestation. Every word of God is for manifestation. There's a spirit behind every word of God. So this space came about for securing our word for manifestation. What should we be doing? What should we be doing to make sure that every word that we receive comes to pass, just as the Father wants it to come to pass? Praise be the name of the Lord. Welcome, Brother Shane. Just as the Father wants it to come to pass. Praise be the name of the Lord. And we've been talking about the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. Praise be the name of the Lord. We've been looking at the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 8. We've been looking at the parable of the sower in the book of Luke 8 from verses 4 to 16. And you know the parable of the sower is also in the book of Matthew. Matthew 13. Praise be the name of the Lord. So this morning we are just going to continue to speak about it. I'm just going to share what the Holy Spirit has laid in my heart and what I have in my notes. Praise be the name of the Lord. We all know that the parable of the sower, Jesus was talking about the word. He was talking about the word. What do we do? He says that some words fall on stony tongues. And the one that falls on the good ground is the one that yields fruits, is the one that grows, and it's the one that the farmer will harvest. Praise be the name of the Lord. And it's likened to the word of God as well, that the one that falls on the good ground of our heart is the one that we stand on, the one that we believe, the word that we embrace, the word that we walk with, we steward and make sure that it sees the light of day, that it produces 100. It says some produces 100 crops, some produces 60. Praise be the name of the Lord. For emphasis, I would love us to open to the book of Matthew. Matthew 13. So that we can read it before I begin to charge us, then we pray. Praise be the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 13. Let's read. I'm reading from the New King James. Praise be the name of the Lord. It says, on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into the boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some fell on the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on the stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprung up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold and some 60, some 30. He said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And the disciples asked him that, what does he mean? What do you mean, Jesus, by this parable? He now had to explain. He said, because it has been given to you, I'm reading from verse 11 now. Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. To some, that means to us, the children of God, he has been given. He has given us the privilege to know the mysteries of heaven. But to the unbelievers, they do not know. For whoever has, to him more is given. For whoever knows the mysteries of the kingdom, to those people, to us believers, much is expected of us. We can't behave like others are behaving. Verses 13, therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they did not see, and hearing they did not hear. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear, and should not understand, and seeing you will see and will not perceive. For the hearts of the people have grown dull. I want to get to where, then 16, he said, blessed are your eyes for the see, and your ears for the hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and do not see, and to hear what you hear and do not hear. He now said, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. 19. He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches it away. This is the word that falls by the seed that falls by the wayside. But he who receives the word on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in him. You know that kind of rhema that we receive in church, in service, and we jump off our seats. But that is where it ends. Once we get out of service, once we step out the gates of church, everything we heard in service that day has already gone. He said, they receive the word with joy, yet it has no root in them, but endures only for a while. For when tribulations and trials come, persecutions arises because of the word, immediately we stumble. Now, he that receives the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and deceitfulness and riches chokes the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But he who receives the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit with it, produces with it 100-fold, 1,000-fold, and so on. That means that for our word to manifest, we need to embrace that word. We must embrace that word. To secure our word for manifestation, there is a place for conviction. So if we must embrace the word of God, that means we must be convicted in our heart that this word is true. This word is yea and amen. There's nothing that anyone can say that will make me not believe this word. A conviction in your heart. Nobody can tell you that what you see is white when what you see is red, because you already see it. A conviction in your heart when you begin to paint a picture with the word that you have received. You begin to paint a picture with the word that you have received. That is conviction. Because that is what I do sometimes. I begin to paint a picture. I begin to see the future of that word coming to pass. That is what conviction does to us. So the word we embrace is the word that we have conviction for. The word we embrace is the word that we have conviction for. Praise be the name of the Lord. The word we embrace is the word that we have conviction for. Hallelujah. I'm trying to write it down. So sorry. This is what I do all of the time. It's the word that we have conviction for. The Bible says, my sheep knows my voice. So when we receive that word, there's a voice of the Father that accomplishes it. He said, my sheep knows my voice and they follow me. That is the place where conviction comes in. You begin to hear the voice of the Father. You begin to hear the voice of the Father. There's no contrary voice that we hear that would contradict what you have conviction in your heart for. Conviction. Conviction. That is where some people, you will tell them that this is what the Lord asked me to do. The Lord asked me to do this. I heard it. The Lord asked me to go here. And you see proofs and you see fruits coming from that obedience. Conviction births obedience. Conviction births obedience up for the word. There is a place of conviction that the word gives us. That there is nothing that the flesh will bring on that will make us forget the word, or that will make the word fall by the wayside. When there is conviction in the word, it tends to always bring transformation from the inside of us. Because we know that the first thing that happens to believers is transformation by the word. There's a working in us by the word that changes us from the inside. What conviction does is to transform us from the inside. Conviction keeps us focused to the details required for the manifestation of our word. There is absolutely nothing that will make me not believe that God is enough for me, which is my word for the month of May. There is absolutely nothing that will make me not stand by the word that God is enough, because indeed He is enough. He is enough. And I kid you not, I know, He says that God knows everything. I do not know 100% what this month of May holds. But the Father that has seen ahead of me gave me the word and said, I am enough for you. That means a word of assurance. I told us yesterday that we do two things with the word that we have. We either rest in the word or we battle with the word. We go to battle with the word. So the word of God for me this month is a two-edged sword. I rest with it and I battle with it. I rest in the assurance. I rest in the assurance that God is enough for me. And I go to battle with it when anything contrary to that raises its ugly head, wanting to tell me that, see, cut corners, see, do something else. I will proclaim that God is enough for me. Conviction keeps us focused to the details required for the manifestation of our word. Welcome, Sister Z. Conviction keeps us focused to the details required for the manifestation of our word. Why am I dwelling on conviction today? Because we need conviction to secure our word for manifestation. We need our heart to be so sure, 101%, that this word is from God. That, see, I'm hearing the voice of the Father. I'm a sheep, and I can hear His word. And like the book of Isaiah said, that you will hear a voice behind you. I think it's 30. You will hear a voice behind you which says, go ye this way. Because the voice of the Father you hear. Conviction in our heart make us embrace and submit to the Holy Spirit. That means when I say you will do whatever, we must do whatever it takes to make sure that our word comes to manifestation. Conviction. birth and embracing of the word, and submission to the Holy Spirit. Submission to the Holy Spirit in the sense that every instruction that the word of God brings to us, we want to follow it to the latter. We hear from the Holy Spirit. He explains the word to us. He enlightens it. The Holy Spirit brings light, enlightens the word, broadens it, make us know what it requires for that word to come to manifestation in our life. It makes us know what is required to make the word come to manifestation in our life. And I mentioned that the first thing that the word of God brings to us, does to us, is to transform our life. Transformation is the first indication of change by the word. And which you will all agree with me. Welcome, Brother Yomi. Which you will all agree with me, Brother Yomi, Brother Sheon, Brother Samson, Sister Z, that there's a transformation by the word that has happened to you, to us, to you, and it happens to us daily by the word. There's a transformation. The things that we used to do, we do them no more. The places we used to go, we go there no more. The things that we used to say, we say it no more. That is the word working in us. It's an indication that the word works, is working in us. Transformation, it brings transformation. And what transformation brings is conviction. Conviction that, oh, the things I am doing, I'm telling you, is sin. And I should not. If I really want to walk in the light of the word, if I really want to walk in the standard of God, if I really want to go on this journey as a believer, as a child of God, I must drop some weight. I must stop doing the things that I used to do. I must stop doing the things that grieve the Spirit. Conviction. The Word of God brings transformation. And transformation is the first indicator of change. It's the first indicator of change in our lives. How do we secure our Word then for manifestation? We engage with the word with everything we have. We engage the word with everything we have. I told us, we are not moved by what we see, but by what the word says. Because the Bible clearly says, in the chapter of the Bible that we read in Matthew 13, that some people will receive the word, but the cares of this world will choke it out. Some receive the word, but trials and tribulations will make us forget it. We receive the word, but the cares of this world, will make us just throw it away, throw it out the window, not knowing that the word is everything to a believer. The word of God is everything to us. It is by the word we live. It is by the word we have been. It is by the word we do. It is by the word we grow in God by the day. It is by the word that the Father speaks to us. So the word of God is very, very key. The word of God is the life of the believer. We secure our word for manifestation by engaging the word with everything we got. See, it is not enough to say, oh, I've done everything in my power by the word and leave the rest to God. No, it is time that believers start doing whatever it takes to see that the word of God manifests. Whatever it takes, in the sense that, see, you do whatever it takes. You pray with the word. You proclaim the word. You confess it. If you need to sow a seed by it, you sow a seed by it. If you need to cut off some friends by it, you cut off some friends by it. You live by the word, by the standard and the dictates of the word. See, just because we have the word does not mean that contention will not come. Just because we are in Christ, oh, you guys know now that just because we are in Christ does not mean that trials and tribulations will not come. In fact, that is when the devil will come. That is when he will come with all his devices to make sure that we concede defeat. Just because we have the word, oh, the God has given me this word. God is enough. God is enough. God is enough. That doesn't mean that trials will not come. That doesn't mean that tribulations will not come. Our word will be tested. That is given. That is why we can't just have that word and just sit on it. Our word will be tested. Even those that don't sit on it, the word is tested. Not to talk of those that do not even sit on the word. Our word will be tested. And because the devil is contending the word, does not mean that he will succeed by changing the word in our hand. The word of God is here and amen. There's nothing that can be added. And there's nothing that can be added to it. There's nothing that can be taken away from it. He said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. What can be added to the spirit? What can be added to the spirit of God? The spirit of God is complete. So our word will be tested. And just because the devil comes winning with his devices and contend with our word does not mean that he's going to have victory. See, this is what the devil does. He knows that he can never succeed. He can never succeed in contending with the Father. He knows that he can't succeed in contending with heaven. So what he does is bring his devices, is to bring distraction. These distractions comes in trials and tribulations. And it is when we are spirit-filled, we are in the spirit, we are able to see beyond the surface that this is not the intent of the Father for me. That this is not the intent of the Father for you. What the devil does, because he does not have the power, he will not take victory. But he wants us to concede defeat. How does he want us to concede defeat? He wants us to concede defeat by giving up the word. So once you give up the word, the devil has won. He has conceded. We have conceded defeat. That is the goal of the enemy. To make us concede defeat. He has no victory. Once we give up the words and answer the word, his job is done. Once we give up our word and answer, trials, tribulation comes. Those are the words that fall by the wayside anyway. Those are the words that fall on the stony ground. Those are the words that fall on tongues. But for us not to concede defeat, the word has to fall on the good ground of our heart. We need to have conviction that no matter what, this is what the word says, and it's going to come to pass. Abraham had that conviction. Even when the angel went to Sarah, and Sarah laughed that how can this thing be? Even Mary did when the angel went to meet her and tell her that this is what is going to happen. The power of the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and you're going to conceive. He said, I know no man. How is that possible? Sarah laughed. That she has passed the time of childbearing. So how can she conceive? She's but an old woman. But Abraham had conviction in his heart. Because there was no conviction in Sarah's heart, that was when Sarah had to meet Abraham that, okay, see, I've passed the age of childbearing. Why don't you just take my maid servant, my maid servant, Agar? So let her conceive. Maybe that's the child of promise that the Father is promised that we will have. But because there was no conviction, and Abraham fell for it. Abraham fell for it at first. And thank God that God still came and said, I'm still going to give you that child of promise. We should have conviction. And once we give up our word, We must not give up our word. Our word will be tested, and there is nothing we can do about it. There is nothing we can do about it. In the book of Psalm, Psalm 105:19, he said, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him, tested him. So our word will be tested. Our word will be tried. But we should make sure that our word is not on the stony ground of our heart. It's not on the wayside. It's on the good ground of our heart that would stand the test of every time. A believer's heart becomes stony when every word we receive isn't coming to pass. I got this revelation when I was preparing. I said, a believer's heart, pay attention to me. A believer's heart becomes stony when every word we receive isn't coming to pass. Waiting messes up a believer. Waiting messes up a believer. That we keep waiting, year in, year out, the same thing. Year in, year out, the same thing. Year in, year out, the same thing. Waiting messes up a believer. I tell you for free, because I'm going through the process. And I will keep asking the Lord that, okay, see, when will this end? When will this end? It's a question I ask my father all of the time. Okay, when will this end? You say joy comes in the morning. Okay, when is the morning coming? But I believe you, Lord. I believe you and I stand in the word. But you know and you know that I am getting weary and I'm getting tired. Because it seems that it's not working. I've done everything you asked me to do. And still, I'm still waiting. And I'm still going to wait. And when I saw this scripture, we always say that the word of God... And until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. And I saw this again in the book of Psalms 105:19. And my heart was rested for a bit. And I know that I'm still going to go back to the Father and ask again that, where, when? Because I think it's enough. What am I missing? Where have I missed it? Tell me, Holy Spirit, where have I missed it? There was a time I was crying that. Tell me, Holy Spirit, where have I missed it? You said you will answer our questions. Exactly where did I miss it? Did I do something? Did I think how I should not think? Did I say what I should not say? Did I not obey the word as you asked me to? For us to secure our word, waiting messes up the believer. So when we wait and wait and wait and wait, and we do not see the word manifest, we tend to just throw away the word because it will not grow anymore. It will not manifest. Not knowing that waiting is part of the process. Waiting is part of the process to securing our word for manifestation. I told us yesterday that no farmer plants a seed today and the seed grows tomorrow and we are ready to consume it for consumption tomorrow. It's not possible to plant a seed today and tomorrow it's already grown and the harvest is done and they go with it to the market and people start to buy it. There is a process for every seed. There's a process for every word of God. So a believer's heart becomes stony when every word we receive isn't coming to pass. Waiting messes up the believer. Waiting messes up the believer. That was when Sarah, I believe that was what happened to Sarah. The waiting was so long. Why not just have my maid servant, Hagar, so we can have a child? For us to secure our word for manifestation, we have to be determined not to look back, not to look at what we are facing, not to be moved by what we see. We have to be determined. We have to be determined not to look back. We have to be determined not to look back. We have to be determined not to look back. Not to look back to what we used to do. Not to look back to seeing that, if I was not waiting on this word right now, if I'm not determined that I will not go back in my old ways, I would have done this, I would have done that. To see the word manifest, we must be determined not to look back. In the book of Luke 9:62, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, no one, Luke 9:62, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, no one who has been given the word and does not stand by it, and does not stay by it, and does not believe it, and does not have conviction with it, and does not embrace it, and does not understand it, and does not ask for clarification from it, and does not run and walk with it, that person is not fit for the manifestation of the word. Because it's the word that you believe that will work for you anyways. Isn't the word that we believe that works for us? The word that we do not believe, we just walk up as we read it, the word comes and we do nothing with it anyways, because we do not even believe it. So we do not even wake up every morning to proclaim it. We do not even ask the Father what it means. We do not even ask for the instruction that is at the back of the word for it to work. Because there is an instruction that backs up every word. There is something we must do to see it come to manifestation. Even if the tiniest thing that we must do, which is not tiny anyways, is to wait on the word. To wait on the word. To wait on the word. To believe it. So I conclude with the scripture in Luke 9:62. No one having put his hand onto the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. In other words, no one who has received the word and does not believe it and does not hold tight to it and does not go back to the Father with it day by day and does not change and the word does not transform their lives, such person is not fit for the manifestation of the word. This morning we are going to pray. Thank you, everlasting Father. We are going to pray for grace, for maturity, grace not to look back, grace not to be moved by what I see, what we see. Grace, grace, grace. And before I'm just prompted to share this. You know, every word I said will be contended with, will be contended for. By the enemy, by the devil. He doesn't want the word to come to pass anyway, so he has to contend, he has to fight for it. That is his ministry. His ministry has to come to pass. It's to steal, to kill, to destroy. I have two sons. The Lord has blessed me with two boys. My first son will be 24 this year. My second is already 18 years old. My second is in the university right now in Ghana. He's in 100 level. My first son got admission to the university quite early. He finished secondary school in 2015 and he gained admission that same year to study architecture. I just want to say this story so that you will know why it is important to hold on to the word of God. And I'm still holding on to it. And when I share that, I'm still asking the Lord, why? It's because of this child. 2015, my son gained admission to study architecture. He has always said he's going to be an architect. So So he's expected to finish school, let's say 2018. First semester was 2018, second semester was 2019. Guess what happened? 2018, first semester exams, my son was expelled from school. Final year, he was expelled. What happened? He was in Covenant University. And one of the things that will send you out of Covenant is either exam malpractice, you are gone. Then if you smoke weed, you are gone. So this thing that they used to roll weed was found in his pouch. I think he was going to class. So one of the staff saw him. He hasn't shaved or cut his hair. So that one asked that, why are you going to class so unkept? You need to cut your hair and all that. I was a staff of Covenant University then. And there was nothing I could do. Other students have this same problem. And when they run to me, I will run and, intercede and beg that final year, hey, John, to be alone. Just please. Okay, this child will be coming to my, will be reporting to my office every day. I must see him every day. I must know what he eats, what he drinks. My son was expelled. And we gathered ourselves. We left. And that's all. So for me to get his transcript, expulsion now, they won't give his transcript. So we need to write a letter of appeal, which I did. So during that period too, was when I was divorced, as in my divorce was finalized. So it was just from fire pan to fire for me. Imagine marriage crumbling. Imagine your son having such. And that was the time I was thinking of moving from Otter to Lagos. So I carried my things now and my two boys. And we came down to Lagos. We wrote a letter of appeal so that we could get his transcript. So his transcript was given. So we went to Caleb University. Caleb said, okay, they will take him to 200 level. So he got to Caleb. But my son started struggling. Started struggling in the sense that, final year, 200 level. He didn't want to do anything again. When one is so tired. But I was so just blessed and glad that it wasn't suicidal, because we had two issues like that in school then, that those students were expelled and they committed suicide. It wasn't suicidal, but he was not ready to face life. So he kept struggling in Caleb, kept struggling. I will tell him now, son, it's time to get up. It's time to get up. We were even thinking about writing jam again. He would tell me that, mommy, how can I write jam? I say, you have to go back to school. To cut the long story short, he said, mommy, I can't continue like this. So he left Caleb. Do you want to go to school again? Because he has refused to get up. Until now, if he had finished 2019, I had in mind, I was doing cooperative. That once he finishes, they have to go for their master's, is architecture. So he has to go for his master's immediately before he goes to serve. So I had everything planned out, Everything was planned. Good mother. Even his going to Covenant University was planned. I was working there, so I need, you see, what is good? I wanted what is good for my children anyways. So I see the school, I was like, God, if my son can come here and all that, I don't have the means, so. But God created the means. Someone, a CU graduate, an ego, was paying for my son's fees. What I do is just send him an email once it's time, if the session finishes. And he tells me to come pick the check in the office. All I do is buy his provisions. All I do is buy his shoes, his ties, and all that. Make sure, give him his allowance that he's doing well. So imagine that we needed to go to that person and tell that person that this is what happened. Someone that you've been paying for his school fees since year one. Final year that you have paid.
the child has been expelled. So I took my son, the two of us, said, the three of us, we went to meet him. And he said, it's fine, it's okay. That he should just wake up. That some people get their wake-up call at 50. That thank God that he's just how old, he's 19. That he should rise and get up. And we left that day. So what I'm trying to say in essence is, I'm still holding on to God's word that says that we will not bring forth children for trouble. I will hold on to that word till I die. And I will hold on to that word that says that children are God's own arrow shot for his glory. I will hold on to that word that my son is God's own arrow shot for glory because he has a glorious future. Even now that we are thinking, do you want to go back to school? Because I've done all I could do. I've done all that I can do as a mother. But it's him, like I said, that when we receive that word, it is our responsibility to do everything in our power to see that that word comes to pass. I can't believe the word for you. I can't run with the word for you. You have to run with your word for yourself. So I've done everything as a mother, as a parent. It's now left to my son to now rise up and stand by the word that God has given him. Because I know he will tell me that I saw something. Mommy, I know this. And I say, well, tell him, hold on to it. But he will just say, oh, mommy, I don't know. I just don't know. But I keep saying, Father, just keep showing yourself to him. Let him meet with you wherever he is. Because my Bible says, weeping may endure for a while, but joy comes in the morning. So I'm holding on to those words that I do not bring forth for trouble. I'm holding on to the word that children are God's own arrow shot for glory. And his own glory, he will meet the mark. He will meet the mark. So every time, like last year, there was a word that came. He said you will laugh. He said you will stand on the mountaintop, you will laugh. I've not seen my son for like a year and a half, but I talked to him. We talk on phone. Please come home. Mommy, I'll come home. Come home. We chat. We are in the same WhatsApp group, the three of us. We talk. We laugh. I call him. How are you doing? I'm doing fine, Mommy. But I've not seen him. And that month, the word was that I will laugh. That I will stand on the rooftop to laugh. It was in the book of Job, I think. 17:30 or 17. And then, just one early morning, my second son has a spare key to the house. So it went to his father's house and said, Mommy, let me go to water. So that morning, I was on my bed praying. And I just heard the door open. I was like, what's going on? It's too early. When did he leave water to be coming home? And the two of them entered. And that month was a month that the Lord said I was going to laugh. And I did laugh. Because he stayed with me for like 2 weeks. And during that 2 weeks, I was not even entering the kitchen. They were the ones cooking. The house was lively, the three of us and all. And he returned home to his father's house. He returned home to his father's house. So no matter what the word brings, and it looks like it doesn't come to pass, there's a word that I've received concerning my son, and it's still yet to come to pass, and I'm still waiting on it. But I know that before I die, that word will come to pass. Because I'm still going to hold on to it till I draw my last breath. And I know that it will come to pass. So in essence, why I share this testimony, why I share this story is that, see, hold on to the word no matter what it takes. The devil will contend with it. He may use your child, he may use your wife, he may use your job, he may use anybody to stand in the way. But it will come to pass. Let us pray. We are going to be praying. Father, give me the grace not to look back or step away from your word until it manifests. Because we need grace. Give me grace not to look back, nor step away from your word. You know, we read in the book of Luke that no one, having put his hand on the plow and look back his feet for the kingdom of God. Give me grace, O Lord, not to look back. Every of your word, I will stand by it. Every of your word, I will run with it. Every of your word, I will see it and digest and devour it. Every of your word, I will devour it till it comes a part of me. Till it lives inside of me. Till I live, till I breathe, till I walk, till I sit with it. Till it begins to manifest in my life. Go ahead and open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray in your understanding. I pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, give me grace not to look back or step away from the word. Not to look back or step away from the word. Make my heart a fertile ground for the manifestation of your word. Make my life. A revelation and transformation by your word. Give me grace not to look back. Because your word says, anyone that looks back from following you, even your word is not fit for the kingdom. Give me grace. Give me maturity not to look back. May I mature by your word. May I mature by your word. May I be engraced by your word. Not to look back or step away from it. My word must manifest. My word must manifest. My word must manifest. Give me everything. Equip me with everything I need for the manifestation of my word. Because I know that I am responsible for the manifestation of my word. I know that I am responsible for the manifestation of my word. Because I know I am responsible, O Lord. Give me grace not to look back. Give me grace not to look back. Give me grace not to look back. No matter what I see, no matter what I face, I will hold on to your word. I will hold on to your word. I will hold on to your word till I see it manifest. Till I see it manifest. Till I see it manifest. Because holding on to your word, make it fit for manifestation. Holding on to your word, make it fit for manifestation. Year in, year out, month in, month out, day in, day out, I will hold on to my word. I will hold on to my word. I will hold on to my word. I will hold on to my word until I see it come to pass. Until I see it come to pass. Grace, O Lord. Grace, O Lord. Grace, O Lord. Grace, O Lord. No care of this world will take my word away. No tribulation will take my word away. In the name of Jesus, no persecution will take our word away. Oh, your word, O Lord, is lamp to my feet and light to my path. Ye kabode kebala kasindere kebode kebala kasanda da 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 da. Ye kabode kebala kasanda da da da. Your word, O Lord, is lamp to my feet and light to my path. Ye kabode kebala kasanda da da kababa. Give me grace, my Father. Give me grace, God. Give me grace, O Lord. Give me grace, my Father, to run with your word for securing, to for manifestation, to run with your word so I can secure it for manifestation, to run with your word so I can secure it for manifestation, to run with your word so I can secure it for manifestation. I will not drop your word on the way. Your word will not drop in my hand on the way. Your word will not drop in my hand on the way. Your word will not drop in my hand on the way for manifestation. I will not drop it. The word will not drop off from my heart. The word will not drop off from my heart. I will not drop the word. Every word I receive by the leading of the Spirit, by your grace, O Lord, is locked in, is locked in my heart, is locked in my life, is locked in my spirit, is locked in for manifestation. In the supreme and matchless name of Jesus. Ye kabore ke sana da 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 da. Ye kasinde de ke bore ke bara da kasinde de ke bore ke bara da 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 da. Ye kabore de ke bara da kasanda da da da. There's a conviction in my heart. It says, the Holy Spirit says, whatsoever you ask, what you're asking now is possible, and I will make it possible for you. Ye kabore de ke bara da kasanda da da kabore ke bara da kasanda da da da. I don't know what is in your heart that you're asking the Father for, but I hear that what you are asking, I will make it possible for you. Ye kabore de kebara da kasinde de kebore kebara da kasanda da 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 da. What you are asking, I will make it possible. Ye kasinde de kebore de kebara da kasanda da 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 da. Ye kabore de kebara kasinde de kebore kebara da da da. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Not to look back or step away. So your word is manifested in our lives. In the supreme and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. As our custom is, it's time to listen to what the Spirit is saying. Make sure that you have where to write it down so that you will not forget. It's very important that we always take note of what the Spirit says. Because, you know, you get a word and in 1 second you can't remember. You can't remember it again. I don't know if it has happened to you. It has happened to me many times. That is why I don't joke with it anymore. That I always write it down. Even if I don't understand it, I write it down as I understand it and still go back later to ask. And once I go back later, I get clarification by it. I get clarification for it. So let's listen to what the Spirit is saying. We have cried unto Him, we have prayed, we have learned, we have heard the word. The Father wants to speak and communicate. So listen. I receive your word, O Lord. There is faith in my heart. Speak your word to me, Today, my heart is open for you. I receive your word, O Lord. There is faith in my heart. Speak your word to me today. My heart is open for you. Speak your word to me today. My heart is open for you. Father, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Speak your word to me today. My heart is open for you. There is faith in my heart. Jesus, speak your word to me today. My heart is open for you. Father, we thank you. I don't know the word I have received, but I am certain that there's something that has dropped into the fertile ground of your heart today, because that is what we've been talking about for the past 3 days. That our heart is the fertile ground. Our heart is the good soil that receives the word, that the word grows in it, and the word manifests by the fertile ground, by our heart. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I have no idea what I have been doing for the past 3 days on this space, but I know that I say some things that me myself need to write down, because it ministered to me too. But if I tell you that I know what I'm doing, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. But as I hear, I say it, and I show up, which is part of the obedience. Obedience is key to following the Father. Obedience is key to the manifestation of our word. Even if we do not know where that word will lead, but we know that that word will lead to something greater, because the spirit behind every word is greater, is mighty. What the word can do in our life is so grand and so big. It says in his word, it says, eyes has not seen nor ears heard what I have in store for those that love me. That is what the word of God is. That is what the manifestation of it brings. Eyes not seeing, ears not heard before, but through us it manifests. Romans 8:19 says the word awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. It is via the manifestation of his word that we ourselves manifest as sons, because they will see the manifestation of the word in our life. And they will know that no, Brother Sheon is truly a child of God. Brother Samson is truly a child of God. Sister Z is truly a child of God. Brother Yomi is truly a child of God. The word earnestly waits for the manifestation, just as we are waiting for the manifestation of the word of God in our lives. Because once his word manifests, people will see it. The world will see it. Because we cannot have Christ, we cannot follow God and not bear fruit with it. So the word manifesting in our lives, the word manifesting in our lives, for these 3 days I've been talking, the word manifesting in our lives is for our manifestation as sons. In the beginning of this year, the Lord told me, he said, every word I give you is not for me, myself, and I. It's not for you alone. It's for the kingdom. for the kingdom. So there's no word that you get and you sit with it and say, oh, this is for me. Oh, it's for me alone. No, it's for me. Me alone. Me, Sheung. It's me, myself, and I. No. The word is given. The word manifests. So that the world can see the manifestation of the word in our lives. So that they too can come. So that the world can come to know Christ. So that the world can draw on our clothes, and draw it. Say they would draw, they will hang on to the clothes of a Jew or something, and say that we will go with you, because we have heard that God is with you. That is what the word does when it manifests. That is what the word does when it manifests. Just imagine for a second. My son that I shared, when his life finally, because I know spiritually is turning, and when it is physical to the eyes of men, and they see the turnaround in his life, those that know where he came from, even his classmates that have done their masters right now, that they are working right now, that knew what happened, that they are still friends, they still talk. Because I still chat up some of them. Because they come to my office now. You know, I'll help them. I'll go and get them amala at Amazing Grace outside the gates. They'll tell me that they want to eat amala. They'll come to my office. They'll start the conference room. I'll drive out. Go and get them amala. So sometimes I chat them up. Like, are you still talking to your friend? They said, yes, ma. Please, don't leave him. Don't just leave him like that. Always still chat him up. So those ones that will see the manifestation of the word of God in his life, that will see his turnaround, and mind you, it's not how far, but how well. Because the Bible says he'll make the last one come the first, and the first will be the last. Once they see the manifestation, and once the word manifests in his life, which it will manifest and is manifesting, because he's still with me, they will see the turnaround in his life. And that would be a testimony. That would be an eye-opening for someone. And his life would be a testimony, maybe for someone, peradventure later, that would have the same experience that he has. And his life would be a testimony to share to that person, to those people, that I was once here, but look at how my life has turned around. The word works, and the word will work for you, and the word will work for me. Every word that comes to us, the intent of the Father is that it manifests. It's not. It doesn't joke with his word anyway. I always say that. It doesn't joke with his word. It doesn't just say it for saying sake. God says, sends his word. He said he sends his word to Israel and it lighted up. He sent his word to Jacob and it lights up Israel. His word is supposed to light up something in our life. To light up, not even something, to light up our whole life. His word does not bring darkness. His word lightens. And his word is for manifestation. I pray for us that we would continually encounter Akivishore Jesus, the one who goes about to do good according to the book of Acts 10:38. That we'll continually encounter Jesus, the good doer God, all the days of our life. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen. We've come to the end of securing your word for manifestation. Well, this is the May edition, 3 days. So, till I come your way again in the month of June for another session of securing your word for manifestation. Like I said, I got no idea what I'm doing, but I show up and I do what I do for the kingdom. Praise be the name of the Lord. And it's so amazing that I do not even get anyone that wants to share or request for the mic and want to say something. So I'm like, okay, let's just do this and let's just pray, because I think it's not more of an interactive, it's not an interactive session anyways. It's just for charging, and we pray to secure our word for manifestation. But if you have anything that you want to add, if you have any questions, if you have any prayer requests that you would like to us to pray for, please just request for the mic and just say it. Say, where two or more are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. But we are more than two here. Praise be the name of the Lord. And we can always, always have the Holy Spirit to us. So we are more than two. We are more than three here. But come June, I'll be here again for another charge. And we're going to still pray again. You know, when I started this, I thought it was going to be a tarry time, that we're just going to pray for 1 hour to secure our word. That you pray, pray, pray and secure your word for money. Let's pray. Then I just roll out scriptures and we just begin to pray, pray for 1 hour. Tarry, you know, I like to tarry in the presence of God. And we'll tarry in prayers and to secure our word for manifestation. But that was what I thought this was going to be. But as time goes on, I just began to see that I will charge, then we'll pray. And I'm beginning to see the essence and the purpose of the space. Praise be the name of the Lord. But at first, I thought it was just going to be a 1 hour tarry moment to secure our word for manifestation. But the Holy Spirit has something else. Like I said, I have no idea what I'm doing. But I know the one that is at the back of it knows what he is doing. Praise be the name of the Lord. So if you have anything that you want us to pray about, you could, if you can't request for the mic, you can, my DM is open. You can DM me and we will pray about it together. I won't say I will pray for you. You know, I don't know about you, but when someone says I need prayer, and the next thing that believers, maybe we are, I was guilty of this in some time, but now I do not do that anymore. See, I'll be praying for you. Most of the time, see, 80% of the time, 85% of the time. Okay. 85% of the time, we do not pray. Why say I'll be praying for you? Why not pray for that person right there and then? So that is what I do. I pray right there and then. So if you have any, even if I was still going to pray for you later, because I might forget. So I'll pray for you right there and then. Praise be the name of the Lord. Sister Z, thank you so much. So let us pray. Let us pray. Sister Z wants us to pray for a dad's pure and poor eyesight. For a dad's pure eyesight. And what I remember in scripture is when Jesus asked that blind man, he said, why do you call? What do you need? He said, I call you that I may receive my sight. That I may receive my sight, whether partial blindness or total blindness. He said that I may receive my sight. And Jesus stood because he was anointed, because he was anointed to do good. That's his ministry. He said, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. And from then on, he went about to do good, healing everyone because God was with him. So tonight, we pray. Every one of us, we are praying. It's just because I'm the one with the mic. That's why you can hear my voice. Every one of us, we are praying for Sister Z's dad. Daddy, receive your sight in the name of Jesus. Daddy, receive your sight in the name of Jesus. Daddy, receive your full function of sight in the name of Jesus Christ. Akivishore, the one who goes about to do good, is in your home right now, Z. He's in Daddy's home right now, Z. And he's healing him. And he's healing him. And he's healing him in the supreme and matchless name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare by the authority given to me, receive 100% full seeing sight in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. I would await your testimony, Sister Z. Just slide into my DM so that I can share with the rest of the people. I would await your testimony in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. There's no need. It's not nothing much. Just speak the word. You as a daughter too. Just speak the word. You as a daughter too. Just speak it. Daddy, your sight, you see well. Daddy, you see well. Proclaim it. Say it. It will come to pass in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so, so much for keeping with me till now. Is securing your word for manifestation. Welcome, Brother Maxwell. So, so sorry that we are about to end the space. This happens every, the first 3 days of every month. Securing your word for manifestation. We charge, we pray to secure what God, what the word that God has given us, or the word that we are expecting to receive, how to secure it for manifestation. And we do this every, the first 3 days of every month. Today is May 3rd, and today is the last day in the May edition. So it will happen again on, it will happen again June 1st to 3rd, if Jesus tarries. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so, so much. Thank you so, so much, Brother Yomi. Thank you, Brother Sheung. Thank you, Brother Samson. Thank you so much, Z. And thank you, Brother Maxwell. And thank you, everyone who is still going to listen to this space later during the day. The word will work for us. The word will work for us. The word will work for us. And every of our secret tears will be wiped away in the name of Jesus. I hold on to that word, and I want you to hold on to it too. That weeping may endure for a night. It's for a night. We are just in the night season anyways. And joy comes in the morning. God bless you and bless you and bless you. I will see you in the month of June. Sister Z, don't forget, testify. My DM is open because I expect to hear a testimony. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye for now. See you in June. In Jesus' name, amen.